If you could tell me your name, the hospital you work for, the city, and tell me how long you were here for.
Okay, my name is Beijing Gauthier. I actually do visiting nurse, and I work for United Cerebral Palsy and in Brooklyn, New York, and I also work for a home care agency called Rich Arena Home Care, which is also in Brooklyn, New York. And I've been here since Monday.
And tell me, what has your experience been like?
It's traumatizing in a sense, because I've been coming to Haiti since I was a little kid, so it's hard. It's very hard, but it's gratifying, and I'm glad I get to experience, you know, the people coming out of this situation, so to speak, because they're going on with life, you know, even though it was a disaster. But it's been very hard for me because I frequent Haiti often, and it's really, really hard to see it. And it's unimaginable when you see it, really.
Now, you're Haitian, right?
Yes.
So
Haitian-American.
Haitian-American. Yes. So as a Haitian-American, these are your people.
These are my people.
So as a Haitian-American doctor or nurse,
I'm a nurse. Mm-hmm.
Being here, how does it make you feel?
I'm glad that I'm able to do something and help. But it's very hurtful. Like I said, it's hard to imagine that the way the country was before and all that they've been through, for them to have to endure something like this again. So it's very painful, but you know, Haitian people are resilient, and they'll overcome this situation with the help of the world, because we need as much help as possible. And this is something that we're going to continue to do, you know, after we leave here. But it's almost like you don't want to leave, you know. I have my family back home, but I don't want to leave. I feel like there's so much more I can do. So it's very, very hard, very hard. As many times I had to walk away from hearing about how people lost their kids and their parents. It's really hard. It's hard. And then you see all the rubble, and you imagining children and just humans, people, period, still underneath this rubble. And to me, I don't see any progress. The way that they portrayed on TV, I don't see any progress, and I had to come here to see for myself. So it's I don't know. I have no words for it.
You know, I've been driving around all over the place, especially Delmas,
right.
And you're right. Like, I've only seen the military maybe once. Most of it is UN.
Everything is UN.
Did you imagine that it was going to be like this?
No. When I got off the plane, we flew into Santo Domingo, and we drove from Santo Domingo to here, I thought I was going to be seeing military everywhere. I thought I was going to be seeing people still digging. Not people per se, but I just thought I was going to see more. And I haven't seen that. I haven't seen it at all. It's only 2 weeks later. So what's going to happen 6 months later? What's going to happen? Where are all these funds going? What's going to happen? So, like I said to all my people, and as an organization, I feel like it's our duty to not let Haiti fall. You know, yes, the world is helping, but they're going to forget about us, just like they forget about everything else. So, it's up to us to continue to do what we have to do to help Haiti get back or get better. Rather, not back, because we want it better than it was before.
So, yeah, I think you covered all the points. Thank you so much.